I think anytime there's a school shooting, Dr. Frankel and I and the law enforcement agencies we work at, they break down every detail of that, and we get reports on that. We study that. The same thing with Barrow. There's a lot of misinformation about Barrow. We do know some of the details, and we've already looked at, you know, what can we learn from that and improve on in Stevens County. I think that part of what, when we talk about that behavior threat assessment training, part of that is the protocol you follow once you identify a threat. And one of the best things you can do is you never want all of that burden to fall on one person. And so that's why there's a team that makes those decisions and assesses those threats. So if someone were notified or made aware, that's that protocol that would be followed.